Well, good Friday morning, TGIF, or if you want to word it another way, thank God it's Friday, or even better than that, thank goodness it's Friday. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Thank everybody for tuning in and listening in today. We got a great show lined up. You're going to really enjoy it. But before I get kicked off, let's stay tuned for a PSA announcement. No worries. You guys don't even worry. Guess what? Here in a little bit, we're going to be playing everybody's favorite song, A Good Cup of Coffee and Jesus in the Morning, here in just a bit. But before I get going on that, y'all are probably wondering, CA, I haven't heard you on the air very much. Well, I've been busy. Yesterday, I had to end up doing my taxes. I got that done early. Praise the Lord. PTL. That's my PTL report. And I've been kind of sending messages back and forth to people. They've been kind of wanting me to continue to pray for them. I still have quite a bit of people that still have COVID-related issues. We're still all waiting on the vaccine. Haven't heard anything. I've had people come to me and ask me on the air as far as email-wise, CA, have you heard anything yet? No, I have not. Neither have my parents. So we're still remaining hopeful, and we're giving it all to God. That's all we can do. You know, He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and He's the Almighty God, and He has it all under control. So we just got to stay patient, stay calm, keep social distance. And like I said, I'm a big advocate on the mask. Mask up, that's the main thing, right? Amen? Amen. And by the way, when you get your taxes done, it's not too bad. Hopefully for y'all, right? It wasn't too bad for me. Not too bad of damage, that is. Okay, let's kick it off on a Friday. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, I'm CA, your on-air personality. Hey, I got an email address, friends, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Everybody knows it. Once again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you have any questions, prayer requests, PTL reports you want me to share with you, or CA, will you just pray for me because I got COVID or non-COVID related issues, whatever it may be. We're here, we love, and we're here to serve. Also, tell your friends about us. Any Facebook Lives that I do on our show at the radio station, feel free to share them, okay? We love you and we care about you and we want you to know how special you are. Just tell them to search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Hey, the more the merrier. Love to have everybody aboard. Alrighty? Okay. Alright, let's get those jumping jacks ready. You may be a little down and out, but it's Friday. F-R-I-D-A-Y, Friday. Oh, also in addition to that, let me talk about what's going to happen on the show. Let's see here. Going to be talking about five ways to keep a heavenly perspective. Okay, going to be talking about that. I've also got producer Dave is in the building. He will be here. And got some great Christian music lined up as well, and the coffee song too, okay? All right, jumping jack time. Get it ready. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. So today's devotional is about peace, perfect peace. We all need that, don't we? In the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 27, scripture says, "Peace I leave with you, may my peace I give to you." You know, worry, as Vance Hoover once said, is like sitting on a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. In fact, worry and anxiety, which we've all been going through with so much going on, has hounded the human race since the beginning of time. And modern man, with all his inventions, have not found the cure for the plague of worry. So what is the answer? Well, imagine in your mind you're in a furious ocean storm being beaten against a rocky shore. The lightning flashes, the thunder rolls, the waves lash the rocks. But imagine that you see a severed groove in the rocky cliff, okay? And inside, there's this little bird, and its head is really tucked in under its wing, fast asleep, and it knows the rock will protect it. and thus it sleeps in peace. Well, see, God promised Moses, as you go back in the book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 22, Scripture says, I will put you in the cliff of the rock, and it will cover you with my hand. So that's something good to remember. Let me repeat it again. The book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 22. I will put you in the cliff of the rock and will cover you with my hand. That is God's promise. Christ is our rock, and we are secured in his hands forever. The storm rages, but our hearts are always at rest. And we should always, guys, friends, we should always remember that our hearts are always at rest with God. All right, let's kick it off on a Friday. What do you say? I need a good cup of coffee. And Jesus in the morning. That sweet aroma. On Friday, go get you a Starbucks. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. There you go on a Friday. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, what do you say? He's here. It's been a while. Let's give it up for producer Dave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of a kind, and he loves his Elvis Presley music. Let's give it up Let's give a cheer.
Give a longer cheer for him.
A round of applause. He loves me for this. Look at him over here smiling. Long one. About some long, I'm talking very long morning crow for him today. Come on, a little bit more crow. All right, let's give it up for your friend, my friend, Producer Dave. Hey, Producer Dave.
Well, hello there, CA. Now, what the heck's going on here there, little buddy? I see that you are keeping yourself pretty busy there, giving these long hand claps. And not only are you doing that, but you're sitting there and you're giving me some crow this morning. Am I getting some early morning crow? Yeah, do you want some more? Hang on, let me give you some more. Now, CA, cut the games on the keyboard over there at the iHeartRadio studio over here, Face Studio 1. Now, I love Face Studio 1. Every time I go in there, I get blessed, and that's where I am right now, getting blessed, hearing the music, hearing the entertainment, hearing the devotionals, and hearing the message coming up a little later from you there. Isn't that right there, little buddy?
It is right. That's right. I have some great music that's going to be coming up here in just a little bit. Yes, I haven't talked to you in such a long time, my friend. Have you been doing good?
Say, I am doing just fine. Life is good. Producer Dave can't complain. And Happy New Year to a lot of my buds out there that I didn't get a chance to say Happy New Year to. But you all having a good one out there. Now, say, I understand that you are on this so-called, is it called Trulia?
Yes, it's called Trulia. It's a sugar substitute. I'm on that. In fact, I go see my doctor here again in a few months. I usually see him about every 6 months. They've already put a call in already. I couldn't believe it. Just seemed like I was just there.
Oh, I know. That's just the way that they kind of work. You know, they kind of want you in. They want to get that insurance there, money.
That's right. You know, and I'm still waiting, as everybody knows, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, I'm still waiting on my COVID shot. But first, I want to make sure my parents get theirs as well.
Oh, I understand there, CA. There's an importance to get that done.
That's right. Absolutely. You better believe. And, you know, and if people don't want to get it done, that's fine. But, man, I tell you what, I know one thing about it. I want to get it.
I don't blame you. You know, Producer Dave wants to get his, too. Now, I've been, you know, we're masked up. We're social distance. And you got your mask on. And when I'm talking, even though we're social distance, I got my mask off. And then when you're getting ready to talk, I see you put it on real quick. I wish we had the video to show this.
I know. Eventually, we will. We're just going through some signs of the time right now. And, you know, I don't know. I just want life to get back to normal. I talked to my mom today and we were talking and I brought him by some dinner. I wore my mask and we had talked and I had told her, you know, I said, you know, she said, I just want life to get back to normal. I said, I do too. And, you know, she said, I just want to hug my kids again. Excuse me. We had something kind of fall down there.
So, yeah, that happens here at the iHeartRadio studio. Don't you worry about it there, little buddy. I know you. If anybody got it under control, it's you. You probably just need some pumpkin spice there, buddy.
I can't find pumpkin spice. Isn't that sad? But, yeah, indeed, most definitely. I think everybody's nerves are kind of shot, and we just want to, you know, my mom told me, she said, I just want to hug my kids again and her grandkids and give them a hug and a kiss, you know, and I agree. You know, I try to side hug my kids with their mask on. I want to get to that. You know, this is precious times that we're dealing with. But I truly believe this will come to an end soon because God ain't going to allow it to happen too long. So Satan can sit there and have the last laugh as much as he wants. Now, the Bible does talk about plagues, as we all know. I've had a lot of debaters want to debate me, but I'm not out to, you know, want to debate anybody, really, Producer Dave, tell you the truth.
Say, hey, I don't blame you. It ain't all about debating. It's more praying and giving it to God.
That's right, because we're well over 410, 412,000 people that have died. And one of them, everybody knows one or two. I know two, at least, that have died of COVID.
That's right. Now, I want to tell you real quick, I did have a good new year. I know we're already, 21 days almost into the new year. Producer Dave, he had a great new, no, 22 days, I'm sorry, I haven't talked to y'all in a long time. I had a really good New Year's. We masked up, we spent time with family, and everything going good there, CA. Everything going to be okay, you know what I mean? Because Producer Dave's got it all under control.
Well, yeah, but we also got to remember that God has it under control. That's right, that's right. Now, CA, before I get out of here and skedaddle, and I just want to tell you that I also
Heard that you're going to be teaching on 5 ways to keep a heavenly perspective. That sounds like that's going to be some fun.
It is. I'm going to talk about 5 ways to keep a heavenly perspective. Absolutely. So, anyway, I'm glad things are going good. I'm glad your family's doing well. And I know we're a little pressed for time here at the iHeartRadio studio. Be safe, my friend. Coffee up. Go down there at Mickey D's. Go get you some coffee. Say, hey, I'm going to go Mickey D's. I'm going to go get me some coffee, okay? How'd you know that? Because I always do. Just make sure they get the right mocha instead of the caramel mocha. I've had both before. So, well, I understand there, little buddy. All right, well, before I let you go, just know one thing. I want to tell everybody how much I really appreciate them and how much you have made the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio very special to not only my dear friend CA over here at the control center, but also to producer Dave, because I was your first, only, and original man next to the deacon. I heard deacon's kind of picking on me a little bit and wanting to be number one. Now, we ain't going to put a round table on that later on in the future, but we're not out on competition. We love each other. That's right. That's right, because you're very positive, and this is a positive radio station. And I know you do other things for iHeart. Yes, I do. But I know one thing about it, that it's going to be okay because you got it, and God's got you under control. Amen. And you too as well, my friend. All right, we'll talk to you later, Producer Dave. All right, bye, everybody. I got to go ahead and get ready to head to the TBN studio. All right, let's kick it off, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Let's dive in. Good Friday morning.
We dismiss what we can't figure out.
There we go. That's a great song right there by Terran Wells. Miracle, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, friends, it's Friday. We're going to talk today, going through my biblical archives, five ways to keep a heavenly perspective. You know, whether it's a new year or a new day, we always should remember, most of us try to meet it in a fresh perspective. In fact, for people of faith, we aim to keep a heavenly perspective. Try as we might, it seems like the world is against us, isn't that so? Morning notifications, I get my phone blows up like everyone else's overnight, developments in our nation, our community, our family, the COVID-19 times we're living in, which I think is going to be going on through the rest of 2021 and part of 2022, I have a funny feeling. How do we think in a godly way about life in an ungodly world? Well, with the mixed bag of media sending information all across the metal screens of our phones and stuff on the earth, and has a way of hijacking our best intentions, doesn't it? It does. And you know what? It's not easy to think God's thoughts about the issues of the day or the lives we live without a heavenly perspective. It's impossible to live like Jesus as our spouses, employees, parents, leaders, or even neighbors. You know, to see what the Bible says about the problem plaguing all humankind, I look to see what God's Word had to say to keep a heavenly perspective. But before we lean into this wisdom, okay, for the way we think. Let's define it in this perspective. In the Webster's book, it says perspective is all about how we see things, especially how accurately we see them and how significantly we see them. You see, perspective to us is the capacity to view things in true relations or relative importance. Now, do we see things as they are really are or as important as they truly are? A heavenly perspective seems life and its parts of how God sees them and how significantly he sees them. Now, I'm going to give you five ways to give you a perspective in my notes to keep a heavenly perspective. Are you ready? Number one, of course, is you want to think big picture to see God's way. It's easy to see what's in front of us with a short-sighted view leading to a tunnel vision. We see a small slice of time and purpose. We need to consider how limited view fits into God's big picture. You know, if you go to the book of Isaiah, you may want to make notes of some of these scriptures I give you. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 11. Scripture says, I am Lord, there is no other. I am God, there is no one like me. I am known to the end, from the beginning, from ancient times. What is still to come, I say, my purpose we stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey from a far off land, a man to fulfill a purpose. What I said that brings us, what I have planned, what I will do. You see, God has a heavenly purpose for the events that we play out on earth. Though his thoughts are beyond ours, friends, we can't even intentionally about pausing to ask God how he's working. How do we issue our day fit into the divine design? You see, God uses every circumstance to draw people to himself and adds glory among all nations. His ways are beyond our ability to understand. Still, his Holy Spirit uses the word to inspire and preserve to give a glimpse of his heavenly outlook in our lives. You know, scripture reminds us in the good book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. You know, we see all these events all across our screens, and it's easy to fix our eyes on how it looks from where we live. But with God's help, we can look through the lens of his truth and see the big picture and the higher purpose beyond life here and now. Second point I want you to remember is clear away any distractions for a heavenly focus. It's hard to look through the lens of the truth and the distractions in this way. In fact, thoughts either visually through texts, apps, television, websites, old-fashioned printed floor mats. Other thoughts find us in audible ways through podcasts, music, more apps, phone calls, real conversation, and environmental sounds. Without boundaries on how, what, when, where, how we receive, overload is unavoidable. No one curates the combination of stimuli we receive. If we find ourselves unable to see heaven's view, think about this, friends. We may need to clear distractions. Start with these five steps. Number one, identify the top three sources that most often hijack your perspective. Number two, take an inventory of information sources you subscribe. Number three, consider only keeping subscriptions with a heavenly purpose. Fourthly, number four, create a list of simple boundaries to practice keeping your perspective heavenly. And number five, ask God to make you aware of distractions of his perspective. Information piles up and clouds our view. Just one speck of our sight in our sight. Many images, opinions, and think about this, events create clutter in an otherwise clear perspective. Even a flood of a good message collect a barrier of layers, though we see through the world. These complete with our pursuit of the unobstructed understanding of God's viewpoint. Scripture reminds us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and your thoughts than my thoughts. So if you want to see what God sees. You have to, first off, to clear the overflowing flood of the earthly input. My third point, compare earthly things to heavenly truth. Friends, after an inventory of information and influences, it's really time to evaluate them in God's Word. By comparing earthly things to heavenly truths, we become more consistent in seeing with a godly view of life circumstances and significance. You know, if you go back to the book of James, let me give you some scripture here. James chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Why do not even know what you will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then you vanish. Instead, you are to say, if it is the Lord's will, we live and do this or that. You see, to keep a view in our lives, we need to see where the events fit in God's divine purpose. Now, we don't know the details of our future, and we don't know our current state or our permanent state, but we know that flesh is temporarily in our lives dependent on God's plans. Now, whether we are competent, a health decision, a parenting decision, a relationship, commitment, a professional choice, or a response to authority, our current conduct fits the contents of eternity. You see, friends, truth puts life's parts into perspective. God's perspective. Since the bulk of our lives, we lived into eternity, earthly decisions deserve to be driven by values in our heavenly home. Trophies, titles, arguments, and opinions, they take on different value that we see earthly life as a mist. While it's easily to get sidetracked by what the world loves, a divine glimpse of, you know, this life that fit changes everything. Not only does heavenly insight impact our future, someday it impacts our present day. You know, we need to keep in mind as parents, worship, save, serve, speak, work, act, advocate, and love, we are earthly investments through the filters of heavenly returns. And I got two more points. Number four, you want to pray for understanding of earthly issues. The book of Psalms chapter 103 and verse 14, scripture reminds us God in his compassion remembers that we are dust. Our best efforts are to sort out the stuff in our experience to leave us scratching our heads or wringing our hands. Scripture reminds us in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom and you do what you should ask God, who gives you generosity, to do all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. You know, our gentle Heavenly Father invites us to ask us to help disentangle ourselves from thinking with only a limited sight of where we live. He motions us in close, if you think about it, letting us know he will give us lots of help getting his perspective when we ask. You know, without stopping to ask for insight, we lack it, don't we? Think about that. We move ahead on a downsized version that we couldn't get access through, getting on our knees and getting a better grasp on what we can even see or even experience. You see, friends, God understands we'll make our best laid plans with what we know, but he assures us his all-knowing plans will win that day. By stopping to raise God's a plea, I'm sorry, let me go back to my note. By stopping to raise a plea for God's perspective to shape our own. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is our heavenly plan gain heavenly purpose. The book of Proverbs that I studied a long time ago in Bible college, the book of wisdom I call it, Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Friends, keep in mind that God hasn't left us to muddle through all this mankind without giving us insider access to his heavenly ways of seeing our lives. Like a parent who knows a telescope will amaze a childish mind straining to see the stars, he invites us to come look at this. Through the lens of God's truth, we will find the clarity and the magnificence. What was only darkness. He wants us to see our earthly days with the heavenly scope of eternity. My final thought, number five, set your mind to think straight. In Trees bypassing experts, flabbergasting opinions, or new voices, or gaze drops through the earth over and over. We find it hard to take our eyes off the shiny things marketed by media and other people, don't we? Think about that. Most offer assurances of significant promising to be the man-made mist. Temptation whispers to look away and compare issues to God's word is to risk missing out or being left out. You see, earthly things and people promise to be the answer we've been waiting for. It's okay to stop fixating on fixing things on earth. God says, set your minds on things above, not earthly things. Remember that? Take note of it in the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 2. This doesn't mean that we don't abdicate our role to actively benefit things to this world with the earthly good. However, to set our minds to get the understanding by directing our affections in a specific direction. We love things, make things, get things, and pursue things. While things aren't offense in themselves. You see, God draws attention to the priority of thinking His ways, to live in His ways as His people for His glory. Think about that. In fact, I got another scripture for you, a couple of them. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in these civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Another good scripture, book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. You know, with life now being in the bigger picture forever, we're free to let go of the occupation with here. We know that God actively shepherds life's circumstances, good and bad, for our good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Although it's an expression of God's love to fight for justice and mercy in the world, a heavenly focused mindset keeps things in perspective. You see, because God's nature and His authority over all things, and there, earth and heaven, we can trust Him. He's fully aware of the events playing out globally, nationally, locally, and personally. What a relief! We can have a heavenly perspective about all the earthly things by directing our minds to God's truth. God's got this. Amen? Amen. And He does. So, C.A., what's your point? Well, my point is, on a Friday, that gives you 5 ways to keep a heavenly perspective on life. Prayer's the key. You see a lot of that in there, right? Prayer is the key, and it is. Well, let's lead off in prayer before we close out on a Friday. Okay? You guys are loved. You hang in there. God's got us. We love you. If you ever have any questions, comments, suggestions, again, email me, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, or Facebook message me, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button for free. Message me anytime. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray You be with us on a Friday. Let us have a good day. Take care of us. Watch over. Guide and protect us. For we ask this in Your precious name. Amen. Okay, well, that's pretty much going to wrap it up on a Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I love my listeners. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. What else do I want you to do? I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point. Friends, till we talk again, have a great day. Bye for now.